wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. In these days of frivolous lightness, when the most serious matters are treated as trifles, it is hard to get people to serious considerations. Neighbor, please get serious as you and I consider man's number one problem. What is it? In our progressive age, when man has mastered so many problems, the biggest problem still remains. It is the problem of human sin. Something is bad wrong with man. Something within man. Man is a sinner. The deadly poison of sin entered the human race in the Garden of Eden, and ever since then, sin has wrecked and ruined men. Man is baffled before it, for sin is a problem for which he has no solution. Sin is a question to which he has no answer. Sin is a disease on which no human medicine works. Unwilling to confess his defeat, proud man tries to hide his sin by religious rituals. And when that fails, then he calls sin only a delusion of the mind as he denies its reality. But still, sin marches on, conquering and devastating the world of men. Neighbor, we must face the fact of sin. It is a fact in every nation, every family, and every person. You are what you are because sin is enthroned in your heart and it controls your life. Face the horrible fact of your sin and do something about it. Man, with all his culture, education, and religion, has utterly failed to remove the ghastly reality of sin. Man's temples, mosques, synagogues, cathedrals, and churches cover the earth, yet sin rages at their very doorsteps. Second, there is a stain of sin. The Bible says your sins are scarlet. Sin has left its unerasable mark. It has stained our whole being inside and outside, from our head to our toes, from our corrupted minds to our wandering feet, and from our baby days of crying temper to the wickedness of old age. Third, there is the record of sin. As the criminal has a police record, so we all have a record of sin upon sin as we have gone from worse to worse. Our shameful history has left its black tracks on the sands of time, and those wicked deeds have darkened the pages of God's record books. Yes, my neighbor, you have a record of sin, shameful sin. Fourth, there is the guilt of sin. Sin has set our God-given conscience to working, and we know we're guilty. We feel it. We show it, too. You may study drama and become a wizard in pretending, but when all your show-off is over, the guilt of sin still molests you. Your careless smile doesn't hide the anxiety of a guilty conscience. Fifth, there is the power of sin. They say the dope addict is hooked, but the truth is that all mankind is hooked by sin. Like the slave, we are mastered by sin. Sin reigns over men, and its power none can resist. Sin drives its slaves on with rigor, and sin makes their lives wretched. Six, there is the penalty of sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Sin has separated man from God. Cut off from his maker, man is in a state of spiritual death, dead in trespasses and in sins. And soon physical death will strike, and he will die in his sins. And then he will know the second death of eternal banishment from God in the lake of fire. Oh, the bitter wages, the dreadful harvest of sin. Surely we should each one face the awful fact of sin, and with all earnestness see if there can be deliverance from this horrible scourge of humanity. But don't waste years of your life trying man's vain remedies and end in despair. Here are some of them. The most popular one is prayer. For vain is man's effort to pray off his sins. Some pray from a prayer book, and some for 50 years pray five times every day, but those 100,000 prayers have not removed one of their sins. Hear God's word. Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. And again, When ye spread forth your hands, I will hide mine eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Prayer is the holy privilege of God's children. God delights to hear them. Now, when the sinner offers up his prayers to atone for his sins, that's repulsive to God and useless to men. To the praying Pharisees, our Lord Jesus said, "Ye shall die in your sins." Neighbor, you cannot pray off your sins, but you can repent and cry, "God, be merciful to me, the sinner, and save me for Jesus' sake." Your cry of repentance will be the first that God will hear from you. Then, others try to pay off their sins. You may deprive yourself of food to enrich your church or to give to charity, but your gifts will not deliver you from the slavery of sin. There is a religious racket on today to get money from people in return for its promises of God's mercy, but your money cannot buy God's forgiveness. The Bible teaches the real Christian to devote his money to the work of the Lord because he loves the Lord Jesus. But for one to try to pay off his sins by his hush money, neighbor, it won't work. You can pay your last money and still be left with a tormenting load of your sins, and your money will perish with you. For the Bible says, "We are redeemed not, N-O-T, not with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ." And you cannot work out your sins, for the Bible forbids it, saying, "Not of works," N-O-T, "not of works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us." Not, N-O-T, "not of works, lest any man should boast." And again, "But to him that worketh," N-O-T, "not." After years of working hard for your religion, you will still be left in the deadly grip of sin, for you cannot work out your sins. And you cannot wash off your sins in water. 1900 years ago, Pilate's hands were stained with the murder of God's son, and he called for a basin of water to try and wash away sin stains. Silly man! Today, many are following Pilate's foolish example as they seek cleansing from sin in the waters of a baptismal pool. Real Christians are taught by the Word of God that having had their sins washed away in the blood of Christ, they should be baptized as a confession before God of their identification with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. But those who depend on water to wash their sins away are not Christians at all, but are just modern Pilateites. Neighbor, hear me good. You cannot pray off your sins. You cannot pay off your sins. You cannot work out your sins, and you cannot wash them away in water. Forsake all these and take God's one and only remedy for sin. Hearken. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The sin question man could not answer, but God has answered it, not with words, but with a sacrifice. The sacrifice of his own beloved Son for our sins. That sacrifice has met the challenge of sin and has provided cleansing for all of man's sins. The blood, that means a sacrifice. Nothing else could atone for our sins. Man is not wiser than God. God searched heaven and earth to find some other way to maintain his own righteousness and remove man's sin and guilt, but there was none. Surely when God could find none, you need not search for it. God would never have sacrificed his dear son on Calvary's cross if our need could have been met by baptismal pools or saying prayers or donations or by church work. Nothing less would do, and nothing more is needed than the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, to cleanse us from all sin. Amen. The blood of Jesus, a real man. But no man could redeem himself or his fellow man, for every man had sin in his blood. He was born with it, but Jesus was that holy one. He had no human father, and so he had no Adamic sin in him. Jesus, a man who could give himself in sacrifice for our sins, a man with a real human body of flesh and blood that could be nailed to a cross, the altar of sacrifice, Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. Christ, that means he is over all, God blessed forever. If your soul is worth more than all the world, and it is, what is Jesus Christ worth? More than a universe with all created beings in it, of angels in heaven and men on earth. He is precious beyond comparison, and his blood was the precious blood of Christ. He alone was able to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Hallelujah, what a Savior. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us. Who is included? His sacrifice provided the cleansing, but it is not forced on any of us. How tragic it is to see so many turn away from their Savior. They're too proud to repent at His feet. They're too charmed by their sins to turn from them to Jesus. They're too self-willed to forsake their own ideas. They're too careless and indifferent to seek the Lord while He may be found. The remedy for man's sin has been provided, yet so few avail themselves of it. It is the efficient remedy. It works. Try it for yourself and see. It is the complete remedy, for it meets every need. No case is too hard, no stain too deep, no captive too enslaved. It is the guaranteed remedy, for God has said it. Millions have tried it, and it never fails. Here's how it works. If you will right now in real repentance turn to God for His deliverance from sin, then forsake all a man's remedies and put your trust only in the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave His cleansing blood for you. Then you will be cleansed from sin's stains and made whiter than snow. Your sins all forgiven and gone. The guilt of sin will vanish too. Your conscience will no longer lash you, for there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Sin's record will be canceled, as God will write with the blood of His Son, forgiven over them all, and He will remember them no more. Sin's penalty will be paid by the blood of Jesus, and His resurrection will be the receipt, the guarantee of it. Sin's power will be broken with a divine power within you. You'll go forth to overcome by the blood of the Lamb. A divine miracle will happen as one more is rescued from the dominion of sin by Jesus Christ our Lord. Our Lord laid down His life's blood in sacrifice, but He took it again in a resurrectional triumph. He died and He lives, the very same Jesus. He said, I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And He also said, because I live, ye shall live also. Soon all those redeemed by the blood of Christ shall be gathered home to be forever with the Lord, and to sing of how He washed us from our sins in His own blood. Sin, all sin, forever gone. Neighbor, will you be in that blood-washed company? God will have us as eternal monuments to the fact that the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. God's one and only remedy for human sin, and God's perfect answer to man's number one problem. I'm going home to heaven. How? By the blood of Jesus. And there I will join the heavenly throng as they sing unto Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Neighbor, make this your experience too, right here on earth, and then meet me there. Amen. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through His bondservant, David Brinkman.